News, I'm Dave Collins. There's still no Speaker of the House on day two of the 118th Congress. The House adjourned this afternoon after the sixth round of voting and will reconvene around 8 o'clock Eastern. Republicans remain deadlocked as a group of conservatives continue to deny Kevin McCarthy the votes needed to secure the speakership. Lawmakers opposed to McCarthy don't appear to be budging. That's despite calls by former President Trump to back McCarthy. The Vice President was in Kentucky today with President Biden promoting the sweeping infrastructure bill.
Kamala Harris talked about the benefits of the $65 billion plan and the bipartisan support needed to make it a reality.
When we invest in our infrastructure, we invest in our economy, we invest in America's future, a better future for workers, businesses, families, and communities.
Harris also talked about how the bill will also help build the nation's infrastructure in creating energy using natural resources.
That's Tyler Kuehl reporting. Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins is reaching out to Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin's family. He was involved in the tackle that caused Hamlin to go into cardiac arrest on the field Monday night during the first quarter of the game. Hamlin's friend and marketing representative Jordan Rooney told CNN Hamlin's parents are frustrated with backlash Higgins is getting for the hit. Millions of Californians are bracing for what weather experts are calling a truly brutal storm.
We anticipate that this may be one of the most challenging and impactful series of storms to touch down in California in the last 5 years.
California's Office of Emergency Services Director Nancy Ward, she added to the press conference that the storm could cause widespread mudslides and power outages in the region. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Postal Service will continue to deliver prescription abortion medication despite the overturning of Roe v. Wade. The Justice Department ruled the mailing of prescription abortion medicine doesn't violate the 1873 Comstock Act and should be allowed to continue. The Postal Service says individual states' restrictions on abortion aren't sufficient reasons for the post office to refuse to mail the drugs. Mayor Adams is blasting members of the de Blasio administration for criticizing how he's leading New York City.
I am so tired of the previous administration and their antics.
He says the administration had 8 years to fix major issues across the city, including Rikers Island and crime. Adams says several other previous administrations have called to ask how they can help, but the administration that just left the House in disarray is criticizing them. Sales are brisk at convenience stores across the U.S. as the Mega Millions jackpot moves closer to the $1 billion mark. The jackpot climbed to $940 million after no one matched all six numbers. Wall Street is closing with stocks higher after the release of the minutes from the Federal Reserve's last meeting hints at more rate hikes. The minutes also signaled that the Fed will hold higher rates in place until data proves inflation has cooled. Investors will be taking a hard look at Friday's jobs report to gauge how the economy is doing with the Fed's rate hikes. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come on, Vince Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
love. Just like old times, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!